And then what kinds of things did he have in the play?
If you refer, you mean as the
Clinton Halldol?
Yeah.
Well, they had. We put it this way. You have modern, that day, of furniture. That day, some would use wardrobes for putting your clothes in. You have some type of the old style, what we call now bureau, or you would call it there in your eating facility, it was called a sideboard. You would put your dishes and so forth and on there, or if you were on your sideboard. Then you have in your kitchen sometimes, it's not the very best for the company and on, it's called a cupboard. You put all your dishes there when you use it daily.
Okay. What about, you ever have one of those large pieces of furniture that two people can sit on, kind of back like this, and like you're sitting on now? What you call it?
They call them love seats.
Okay. What else do they call them? And do they have any other names for that?
No, in the olden days, that's about the only name they called it in the olden days was love seats.
Okay. What about a thing in the bedroom where you put, like where you put your shirts and so on? Thing with drawers on it?
Well, you would call that a dresser. Most of the time, man, they would call it chester draw. Yes, sir. And then they would have what you call a wardrobe. Now you'd hang your clothes in there. You'd have a shelf over top. There, we used it was large enough for a 5 foot man to walk up in.
Mm-hmm.
And you put your hats and your shirts up on top of that rack, and you put your clothes on what you call a rack, then put in the wardrobe.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. What about if in your bedroom you ever see people have like the bed and the chest drawers and everything sort of matches?
Yes.
What do you call that?
Well, it was mostly the term they used there is a bedroom suit.
And let's see, what about if let's say a little child went to bed and he woke up in the morning and found himself on the floor, what would you say happened to him?
You have what they call a dream. And then they would use the term there, nightmare.
Okay.
Down to a little baby for having a nightmare. They would refer that to a bad dream.
Okay. What about when the light burns out in an electric lamp? You say you have to put in a new what?
But mostly there until the later years, they didn't use the electric light out in the country.
What did you use then?
They would use what they would call the gas lamp. You had a house, and you would put the carbon in, a can of that, would go down in that well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that would bring the power for the light. This would be called gas.
Mm-hmm.
So they used that in the country. Well, that was used up until in the 30s. Then they disbanded that gas lamps and start to use electric, and then electric become to be very popular.
Yeah.
As well, that's what that's in the country.
Well, nowadays, if your electric goes out, what do you have to use?
Yeah, you have to use a bulb.
Okay.
Then if you blow a fuse, if they have a fuse box. Well, now when you blow a fuse, all your lights go in the house, everything in there. But now if you blow the bulb, that should be just one room. Or you maybe if the current go off, just in one facility.
If you blow a fuse, what do you usually light?
Usually you have to go back and put it in a new fuse, or either call the troubleshooter from the electric power company.
Let me see. And then what about what do you call those things that you used to get from the? What do you used to call?